So it's come the time for our final announcements. The sunglasses that were missing still haven't been found. They're specially fit to that person's face. So if you find wraparound dark sunglasses somewhere, please return them to the office. For those of you who are leaving the abode today, please remember to take all the linens off your bed and put them into the pillowcase and leave it. That helps immensely with the very limited housekeeping crew here. So some people are staying to help clean up. Just to remind you, Chris and Sarah, Catherine, Sarah Leila, Victoria, Akbar, and Jessica will meet in here at 3:00. For a cleaning frenzy. For everyone, we want to wish you safe journeys as you go, and just a reminder that we've been quite elevated in many ways for several days, and so it can help to take a little walk, eat some protein, just make sure, especially if you're the driver, to be grounded before you head off at speed into the world. We want everyone to arrive home safely. So now it's my honor to give a few thanks because, there's something I spoke with some of the volunteers with on the first night about the Benedictine monks' practice of ora et labora, of working on the vertical path. So, you know, we've come together to sing and to pray and to remember the beloved together and have revelations and transcendent experience with our peer and our teachers. And at the same time, we're eating and sleeping and leaving crumbs and trails around us and using toilets and all of the things of the world. And there's people here who go around after us and tend to all of that so that it's not a chaotic mess as we try to work on the vertical path. So I just wanted to thank a few people, starting with the people from the abode. So I know we have who have been on the ground. What are you doing here? Ibrahim, come in. Moon. And did Evan come? He's not there. And Cherish, Marie, Akil, Andy, are any of them in here? Akil's in the scullery. They're waiting out front. So Karenisa is going to go and give them some roses and a Toblerone. Oh, Emily and Cherish Me. There those two are. Can we give them something? Thank you so much, and we're sorry for any inconveniences we've caused you. Okay. And if anyone doesn't know Moon, do you mind pocket? She's so sweet and humble back there. Everyone who was registered or sent or received an email for this event, it was from this beautiful being. So thank you, Moon. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And now we also wanted to acknowledge and thank all of the volunteers. So everyone who has moved a chair, wiped a dish, cleaned a toilet, anything like that, a lot of the young adult volunteers, anyone who's just dove in and helped out of the spirit of helping, please just stand up for a second. Yes, you know who you are. Don't be shy. Thank you. As well as our core staff, who I called out yesterday, but could you, Juliana, Rehan, Tarana, who all of you have held concentrations during this. Who else? Akbar, Jessica, Wahaba for the kids' camp. Is Wahaba here? Tara, who's always the queen of making sure every last detail is beautified. Thank you so much. And of course, to our faculty, Kabir, what's your new name?
Naima, but you call
Naima, beautiful. Naima and Aziza and Himayat. Of course. course. And in the young adult group, we had several people holding it together. Natanael, of course. Where is he? And Akbar, and Alia, and Sarah Layla. Where's Sarah Layla? Somewhere. And I will. Thank you. And my beloved Kiranisa. There you are, darling. And you know, we pray all those seen and unseen. So if we've neglected to announce your thank you, you know, your account is with Allah, with God, and it's seen and thanked. Yeah. And just, I know Alia is going to say more to you, Pirzia, but I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of all of us. It's truly, it's not a burden, it's an honor to serve the Season of the Rose and to help with the holding space for the message to be told. So thank you very much. And I think, I mentioned how you kiss the ground as you walk around, and I think it's not just the people but the land that will miss you as you go today. So thank you.
Don't go too far. Come on, and Kiranisa too. And Moon too, please. People have been asking me all morning how I feel. And I feel like I'm in the middle of an intense love affair. I'm a love affair with Murshid's teachings. And a love affair with everyone here. And a love affair with the abode. And I see this as one continuation. I don't feel it as something, one thing becoming something else, something ending, something new. I feel like it's just one continuation of our work together. And the love, it's just imbued with love. So thank you all for coming for this Season of the Rose as we prepare in a minute. We'll also be leaving to go to Richmond in a few minutes, and we hope to be back to the abode. We've scheduled a 5-day silent retreat with Pirzia over next Labor Day weekend, Wednesday through Monday, 2018, and then we'll have Season of the Rose again. We're not going to have a Season of the Rose next year because Pirzia is going to be traveling overseas, but we'll go back to the West Coast, but I'm hoping that we come back here too for gatherings like this. And where's Kiranisa? Hold on, come up. And I'd like to propose to Mariam and Kiranisa that they continue to run Season of the Rose.
I do.
Will you accept this gift?
This is our contract?
This is it. I just asked them outside if they would, and they said if they could bring their baby. They were. No, I'm making that up, kind of. But.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you both.
Thank you.
And Moon, if you'll come up too. I don't know if you've all met Moon. I think probably everybody has, because she's been doing all the registration. For the last 10 months, Moon has been working with me as the main person people contact in the office and as my primary support person in the office. And I wish she was coming to Richmond. And I totally understand why she's staying here, though, because it's beautiful here and her partner's here. And But I love you. And you get a gift also. And it's an owl bell. So some of you are coming to Richmond soon. I'm hoping Moon comes down. And I know Lakshmi and Yashodhara are coming in the month of July. And Nizam and Nisa is coming down to bring the harmonium and the Quran and some sacred items with her this week. And so just come. Our first event is The Wisdom of the Prophet, Sufism and Christianity, the first weekend in November. If you can come, please do. I know some of you are registered already. And call us. You're going to probably find the next few months We're going to have a little like vacation responder on that says we're really busy setting up the new office, and we're going to reopen in October. We'll be around doing a lot of projects this summer if you need us, but expect us more fully available October 1st. So thank you. Bawa.
I want to take this chance to acknowledge another dear one, Yakin, who I have had the privilege to know for most of my life, and who has always been there for me and for the order in times of need. And these last 2 years have been a time of transition and preparation, and I feel it is a providential blessing that just at this time Yakin stepped in to fulfill a role that has provided me with tremendous support. Now, that role is ending, and a new role is beginning for Yakin. Yakin has been esoteric secretary to me in the order, and now he becomes vice president of the Inayati Order in North America. So one chapter of our work together is ending, another chapter is beginning, and I look forward to that chapter with great hope and faith. And we want to express this love to you, Yakin, in the form of two things. And one, I'll give mine. They're both from all of us, but this I give to you directly.
So on behalf of Bawa and the board, we'd like to offer you 4 days, 3 nights, vacation in the city of Richmond, Virginia. All expense paid for you and Maria Cristina. So thank you.
Moment, we will step outside, and we will christen, we'll bless this building, which has housed us on so many extraordinary occasions, and we will likewise bless another building. Why these two buildings? This one, the meditation hall, and the other, the barn. The reason you can infer. The other buildings all have names which derive from divine names. These two have been left until now unnamed in this way. So the abode made the request, could we have names for these buildings? And of course, I felt the real significance of that idea, and especially at this time when the abode is beginning a new cycle of its life. And so we will gather together and unveil these names. The buildings are to be known as in the name of. So in the front there's the building in the name of Vakil, in the name of El Wakil, the guardian, the protector, then in the kitchen and dining room, the hearth of the community, in the name of Ar-Razzaq, in the name of the bestower of sustenance. And where seekers come and stay to study, in the name of Al-Fatah, in the name of the opener of the way, here a path to self-knowing can open up for those who come and visit and stay in the name of Al-Fatah. And then to the side, in the name of Al-Alim, in the name of the knower, where those who commit themselves to live and work here so that that study becomes one with the life of this place, the work of this place, so that that study is the study of the inner and outer life in the light of the divine knower. That building is known as Al-Alim. And then there is the barn, Mughni, in between, in the name of Al-Mughni, the one that gives enrichment, the enricher, because we have a notion of wealth here that include but in no way is confined to the ordinary definition of wealth. There's an abundance that doesn't depend upon dollar bills. It depends upon the fullness of love, the fullness of harmony, fullness of beauty in good company, in the presence of the beloved Lord, in the midst of the generative earth and all creatures. That's abundance. So those who come and experience this stay in the name of Al-Mughni. Then there is the barn, and that is where our United Order office is now moving from. That's a place where people coming up the road will naturally land. It's a place that's easy to gather in. In the future, one envisions, over the years, we've often envisioned a welcome center, a place to come together, to greet people, to talk together. So that will have its name befitting that possibility. And this meditation hall, the place where we've experienced the depths of the sacred in silence, in sohbet, in prayer, in remembrance, in zikr. And this building will be in the name of the one who gives all of this. So in a moment we'll step outside and unveil these names, and then it will be the bittersweet moment for saying farewell, knowing that this is not a period, but a comma. So it remains to express, already love has been expressed in several directions, and now I hope that love will fill this room and fill this abode village and fill the town. The love of thankfulness, the love of appreciation for all that I have had the good fortune to experience and know and feel and discover here in the course of these last many, many years. And to express my apology for any trouble I've given anyone, and the wish that all will prosper here and flourish and grow and bear abundant fruit. My love to you all. Mm-hmm. that love isn't circumscribed by geography or even time. It's timeless, placeless, and we'll be linked in it. I feel your prayers. You have my prayers. Come and visit there. I'll come and visit here, inshallah. We'll meet in this world and the next, inshallah. So let's go outside.